This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin landed in North Korea early on Wednesday, the Kremlin said, kicking off a visit set to boost defense ties between the two nuclear-armed countries as Moscow pursues its war in Ukraine. Just after the pre-dawn touchdown, Russian TV showed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un greeting Putin in the dark on a red carpet at Pyongyang's airport, with the pair shaking hands and embracing before a motorcade took Putin along streets lined with Russian flags. U.S. envoy Amos Hochstein met with officials in Beirut on Tuesday in an effort to find a diplomatic solution to head off a larger war with Israel, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The conversations that I had here today in Beirut and the ones that I had yesterday in Israel, both are being conducted because the situation is serious. We have seen an escalation over the last few weeks. And what President Biden wants to do is to avoid a further escalation to a greater war.
Hochstein adds the people living in the border region have suffered enough.
Innocent people are dying, property is damaged, families are shattered, and the Lebanese economy continues to decline.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday said U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had assured him U.S. President Joe Biden's administration was working to lift restrictions on arms deliveries to Israel, an exchange the top U.S. diplomat declined to confirm.
It's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.